Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Government proposes changes to information technology rules, mandating clear labeling of AI-generated content. US announces sanctions against Russia's two largest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil. Russian President Vladimir Putin supervises drills of the country's strategic nuclear forces. Indian and Nepalese parliamentary delegations discuss opportunities in a wide range of areas, including economic cooperation and people-to-people contact. And in cricket, India to take on New Zealand in ICC Women's World Cup 2025 in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. The government has proposed changes to information technology rules mandating the clear labeling of artificial intelligence-generated content. It has also asked for increasing the accountability of large platforms like Facebook and YouTube for verifying and flagging synthetic information to curb user harm from deepfakes and misinformation. More from our correspondent.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology noted that deepfake audio, videos, and synthetic media going viral on social platforms have demonstrated the potential of generative AI to create convincing falsehoods, where such content can be weaponized to spread misinformation, damage reputations, manipulate or influence election, or commit financial fraud. The proposed amendments to Information Technology Rules 2021 provide a clear legal basis for labeling, traceability, and accountability related to synthetically generated information. Harshita Ojha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The United States has announced new sanctions against Russia's two largest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil, in an effort to pressure Moscow to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the new sanctions were needed due to Russian President Vladimir Putin's refusal to end the war. He alleged these oil companies fund the Kremlin's war machine. He said in a statement, "Now is the time to stop the killing and for an immediate ceasefire." Speaking alongside NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, U.S. President Donald Trump said that every time he speaks to Russian President Vladimir Putin, he has good conversations and then they don't go anywhere.
We hope that the war will be settled. We just answered having to do with the various forms of missiles and everything else that we're looking at, but we don't think that's going to be necessary. We would like to see them just take the line that has been formed over quite a long period of time and go home.
Russian President Vladimir Putin supervised the drills of the country's strategic nuclear forces. Putin said in his televised remarks from the crisis command room in the Kremlin yesterday that they have a scheduled strategic nuclear forces management drill. Addressing online the top military leadership, he underscored that the current drills are scheduled involving land, sea and air-based strategic nuclear forces. According to a Kremlin release, practical launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles and air-based cruise missiles were carried out during the drill. The exercise was held under the supervision of President Putin and involved Yars intercontinental ballistic missile launchers, the strategic nuclear-powered submarine Bryansk of the Northern Fleet, and Tu-95MS strategic bombers, the Kremlin specified. The Kremlin said the drills tested the readiness of military command and control systems and the operational skills of the staff, adding that all objectives were met. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian and Nepalese parliamentary delegations discussed opportunities in a wide range of areas, including economic cooperation and people-to-people connections. The delegations held a meeting on the sidelines of the 151st Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly in Geneva yesterday. At the ongoing IPU assembly, members of the Indian delegation have been actively engaging in discussions on humanitarian action, democratic governance, and global institutional reforms. Lok Sabha MP Anurag Thakur, addressing the general debate, said that the UN's 80th anniversary initiative must focus not only on financial efficiency, but also on meaningful reforms that make global institutions more inclusive and representative.
The UN 80 reflections must also complement the Pact for the Future, enabling the UN to become more digitally prepared, outcome-oriented and people-centered. Enhanced cooperation with parliamentarians can help bridge the UN's work with people's voices and strengthen democratic accountability. We must summon the political will to create a United Nation that is more responsive to crisis.
Rajya Sabha MP Sushmit Patra, speaking during the special accountability segment, showcased India's use of artificial intelligence to enhance parliamentary functioning and transparency.
That the Parliament of India has put advanced technologies like artificial intelligence to use in its parliamentary processes. The Lok Sabha, which is the lower house of the Parliament, has implemented an artificial intelligence-based system to provide real-time analysis of debates and assist parliamentarians with contextual information during the discussions. AI is not only supporting the legislative process, it is enhancing transparency and democratic governance, but is also deepening the roots of informed and participatory democracy in India.
India launched a scorching salvo against Pakistan's campaign against it, saying that Islamabad-backed Pehelgam attack is indelibly fresh in the world's memory and terrorism sponsor stands exposed before all as the worst violator of human rights. Raghu Puri, a first secretary at India's UN mission, said yesterday that the international community stands witness to Pakistan's sponsorship of cross-border terrorism and its use of terrorism as a tool of state policy directed against India. Mr. Puri was responding during an interactive dialogue with a special rapporteur on fundamental freedoms while countering terrorism at the General Assembly's third committee that deals with humanitarian affairs. Mr. Puri defended Operation Sindoor, which India launched in May this year, against terrorist bases in Pakistan. He advised Islamabad, the epicenter of global terrorism, to look itself in the mirror, stop preaching sermons in this forum, act to protect children within its own borders, and stop targeting women and children across its borders. Moving on to the world of sports and cricket, India will take on New Zealand in ICC Women's World Cup 2025 in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. We have more from our sports desk.
India will aim to get back on winning track by winning 2 points as they came close to winning in previous matches but ended up on the wrong side. Next we have from the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship where Indian Greco-Roman wrestler Vishwajit More won the bronze medal in the 55kg category after a hard-fought 5-4 win over Kazakhstan's Yaroslav Mamayarbekov in Serbia yesterday. With this win, Vishwajit opened India's medal account at this edition of championship. In Kabaddi, India defeated host Bahrain with a scoreline of 84-40. In their Group A boys match of 3rd Asian Youth Games at ISA Sports City Hall yesterday. Ishant Rathi-led Indian side continued their winning streak by clinching 5th game in a row. With this, India continues to lead on the points table and secured a place in the final clash. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In men's cricket, India were 59-2 against hosts Australia in the second ODI of the three-match series at Adelaide when reports last came in. Earlier, Mitchell Marsh won the toss and invited India to bat first. This is a must-win game for Shubman Gill-led men in blue, as a loss would mean that they would lose the series as well. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government proposes changes to information technology rules, mandating clear labelling of AI-generated content. US announces sanctions against Russia's two largest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil. Russian President Vladimir Putin supervises drills of the country's strategic nuclear forces. Indian and Nepalese parliamentary delegations discuss opportunities in a wide range of areas, including economic cooperation and people-to-people contact. And in cricket, India to take on New Zealand in ICC Women's World Cup 2025 in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.